Hailing 30 brand new EMS vehicles. Very, very important. I am joined by Khoshi Mokoena today. Ntateligai.
How are you, my dear?
I am good, thank you. Why was it so important for you to be here today?
I am here because of this important event where our department is launching these emergency services, where they are giving out 30 ambulances that will assist our people.
Yeah.
Yes. The people who need these ambulances more are people who are staying in areas of traditional leadership. The middle class and well-to-do people are able to carry themselves to those special hospitals and so on, but the poor people can't do that. Hence, these ambulances came in handy, and I'm excited on behalf of all traditional leadership in the country and even in the province that we're getting these services from our department.
How important is it for us to continue to spread that word to our communities, to educate our communities on these EMS vehicles, to say these are the people that are here to help you? Because we can say they are here, but if a person does not have enough knowledge or enough education on the vehicles and what they are here to do, it becomes quite a problem.
What a good question. In fact, our people had to understand that these ambulances can be abused.
Yeah.
There are people who will just randomly call to say, I need ambulances, only to find that it was a false call. And that must come to an end. Secondly, we don't want even those who are looking after these ambulances to abuse them by misusing them for what they're not meant for. Our people must know that ambulances are like going to a clinic.
Yes.
Because these ambulances are a state-of-the-art one, because they are fitted with all what you can think of. Therefore, it's up to us as a community to make sure they are looked after. We don't abuse them. I'm happy that even areas where there was a no-go area, now we have cleaned it, because we have deployed what we call patrol teams. So ambulances are free to go in and out of our villages. One other thing that is key is for the Department of Public Works, even the municipality, to make sure that our roads are user-friendly so that ambulances are able to go straight to where they are needed and come out. Thirdly, there is a question of street names, because when someone calls, you must be able to say, I am in village A, street number so and so. So the ambulances don't go around asking people as to where is Gam Kavela, where is Gam Kuena, where is Gam Ativela. They will just go straight to where they needed and take the patient to hospital.
Absolutely.
So we are so excited. I'm happy as the president of Contra Lesa, at the chairperson of provincial house, to say our people are going to get help.
Well, Khoshi, just before I let you go, a message that you have to our communities to say, we have the vehicles, use them responsibly, because they are here to assist you should you need any assistance.
It is our responsibility. If you see an ambulance parked at the wrong place, it is your duty to report to the powers that be. It's up to us as a community not to abuse these ambulances. Let's use them responsibly. I want to make a call to all our people to say, these ambulances are not taxis. You can't call it simply because you want to go to town. Then when they go to town, you said, no, I'm fine now, you can leave me here.
Yes.
So let's not do that. And the government will be really much discouraged if we abuse the very same service that we need so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Khoshi, for coming.
The pleasure is mine. Thanks very much, Matthew.
That's Rise FM.
Good shot.
This outside broadcast of Rise FM Mid-Mornings, live from MEC Sasekani Manzini's launch of the festive season contingency plan, is proudly brought to you by the Mpumalanga Department of Health.